Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Now, I want to start getting into some of the things you tackled in your book. And one of them, of course, this has been used and you hear it all the time, is do not judge or you too will be judged. I know, I hear that all the time. And I'd really like to have you explain that.
Okay. Well,
and we've only got 2 hours, so.
The original context is obviously Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
He is setting up kingdom principles for those who are committed followers of Christ. This is the new ethic in which he is calling us to live. And within that, one of the issues that he addresses is the issue of hypocrisy. And he mentions there in Matthew 7, he talks about, why do you look at the speck of dust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? And this idea of hypocrisy was what he encountered quite often when he, in fact, met up with the Pharisees. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of the Pharisees were around during this Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus might have taken a glance their direction when he said to them, do not judge, lest you be judged. The measure that you use will be measured back to you. And he wasn't condemning or forbidding all moral accountability. I mean, he was talking about making right judgments and don't make wrong judgments. So there are certain judgments that we as believers should be making. We have the right, we have the authority, we have the obligation to make moral judgments as believers, especially in the church. And because Corinth wasn't doing that, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 5 really came down hard in some of his strongest language of the church when they were permitting the immoral brother to continue committing sexual immorality in the church and were turning their eyes the other way. And so Paul said it, he was echoing Christ's command that, you know, we have to live this certain ethic as believers in Christ. But Jesus was going specifically after hypocrisy. And so he was saying, why do you tell someone else to do something and to forbid them from doing something that you yourself are doing? And so he's not forbidding all judgment, but he's forbidding a certain type of judgment. And that is what we need to consider in that passage, lest people just throw that up and use it as a shield for sin and basically say, well, no one has the right to tell anything about my life because Jesus said, don't judge me. You know, okay, well, that's not necessarily the true statement of the whole New Testament, which we are supposed to be one anothering each other, encouraging, admonishing, teaching, correcting, you know, all mm-hmm. those one anotherings that are mentioned through the New Testament.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.